Gemara is discussing the Shaila. If you said something should be Osir Yom, you didn't say Hayom, then it would be only Osir till the end of that day. If you said Yom Echad, it'd be Osir 24 hours. What about Yom? Is Yom like Yom Echad or Hayom? We're on Samech, on the days, the bottom. Toshma. Konim Yayin Shani Toim Hashona. Person made a nether that he's not going to drink wine Hashona this year. Nisabra Hashona, Osir Bo Vibura. And then they made a leap year. There was no calendar, so it turned out that the year became a leap year. The Beis Din added a month. So he's not allowed to drink wine, including the leap year too. Where's Hechidami? Ilema. Kidiktani, right? That it's as the Brisa seems to say, right? That he said Hashana. So Loma Lila Memra. That's a verb of Pasha. A person said Hashana. He meant this year, and this year happened to be a leap year. So, what's the chiddush that you're usher even in the extra month? Elalav the Amar Shana must be that the Brisa is referring to a case where he didn't say Hashana, but he said Shana. Al-Mashana ki Hashana Dami. So you see that Shana is like Hashana. Because if he said Shana Echad L'chore, it wouldn't be included the Ibur, because Shana Echad is most, what most years are. But he said Hashana, then it includes the leap year, because it's this year. So if he said Shana, it's similar to saying Hashana. V'yom Nami ki Hayom Dine. And therefore, we can say the same thing by Yom. Yom has the same din as Hayom. And not this, not the din of Yom Echad. Rashi, Ilei Mekediktani, the Omer Hashana, Lomid Lila Meimer Pshita, Kivin the Omer Hashana, Mashma Hashana Zuka Omer, the Ibura Nomi Bechlal Hadi. Right? Then this year is a leap year. Did the Rashi before? Yeah, no. Okay. Sumara says no. La'olam de Omer Hashana. He's talking where he said Hashana. What was the kashas? What's the chiddush? Hashana, vadi, this year, whatever this year is. Umau de say, Mahalach achar rov Hashanim. When he said Hashana, and it wasn't yet a leap year, so he meant like normal years. Most years are not leap years. Velo isbehu ibar. Kamash malah, no, that when he said Hashana, he meant this year, no matter what it's going to be. Right, whether it's going to be a leap year or not. And he wasn't thinking about normal, regular years. V'lo isbehu ibur, v'lo litzer bi'ibura, and therefore he shouldn't be osur in the extra month. Kamash malah, no, that when he said hashana, he meant whatever this year is going to be. Okay. Iboyelahu. And therefore the shaila was never nifshut. And it remains a suffix. Okay? The Ran says that we go l'chumra. And we consider Yom, that you're also me'es le'es. Not only till the end of the day. Iboy elahu. Omar yayin shani toim. Yovil. Person, I'm not going to drink wine. Yovil. So what is the halacha? Mai. Shnas chamishim kelifne chamishim or kelach chamishim. The 50th year itself. Right? Is that part of this Yovel? Or that's the beginning of the next Yovel? Toshma, Titania, Pluksud Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. The Chorot should be dependent on the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. V'kidash the Mishnas HaChamishim Shana, Shnas HaChamishim Atamone, V'yatamone Shnas Chamishim V'Achas. Meaning that that the 50th year is separate from the Cheshbon of Shmitos. Right? You count 7 times 7 years, then you make a Yovel. And then you start counting the next 7 years from the year after the Yovel. So the Yovel's not part of the next Shemitah. It's a separate year by itself. Mikan Omru Yovel Eino Ola Laminyan Shavua. The Yovel's not part of the next 7 years. So it's not part of the 7 years prior to it. The 49th year ends that 7 year Shemitah. And then you have Yovel, and then you start again after Yovel, counting 7 years. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yovel Ola Laminyan Shavua. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that the 50th year is also the first year of the next Shemitah. Lamaisa, what's it called? That's how we Cheshbin Shemitah years. We don't Cheshbin in the Yovel, because if you have the Yovel Cheshbin in, you can't just figure out every 7 years, right? And for 49 years, it's not a factor then of seven, right? Because you always have that extra year in the middle. Could be the halacha is when there is a Yovel that we follow the Chachamim, but when there is no Yovel, right, then we revert to what's it called the way that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that the Yovel counts as the beginning, so we don't factor in the Yovel as an extra year. So Amr lo Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Hare you Omer sheishanim tizra sodecha." In the year of Yovel, there's only 5 years of planting, because if you count the what's it called the year of right, we're going to come out like this. You're going to have a Shemitah year, then you're going to have what's it called a Yovel, right, and then you're going to have a Shemitah year at the end. You're going to have 5 years in between. Right, but if you count the Yovel separate and then you start the next year, you'll have 7 years in between, 6 years of planting in between. Omer lohem le divreichem haru yomer v'asa sesatvua l'shalosh hashonim. According to you, also the pasuk, a different pasuk is shver. The pasuk says that you'll have tvua for 3 years until you'll be able to harvest the new crop. Right, so haru kan arba. According to you, when by the Yovel comes, you're gonna have to have for 4 years, because according to you, you're going to have a Shemitah year. You're gonna have Erev Shemitah, right? You're gonna have to plant. You're not gonna be able to harvest that for what's it called for Shemitah, Yovel, and what's it called, and then the next year you're not gonna be able to harvest till the middle of the year. So you're gonna have, that's normally 3 years, right? So, but in a case of Yovel, according to the Rabbanon, that the Yovel doesn't count, you're going to have to factor in 4 years of what's it called of Tvua. Ela ikalok, maybe Shar Shnei Shvua, has to be in the years of Shemitah that are not Yovel. The other six, 7 year periods. Tili nami ikalok, maybe Shar Shnei Shvua, my pasuk also, you're going to have to say, he's talking Dafka when what's it called? Sheishanim Tizra, in a 7 year period when there's no Yovel, when the Yovel isn't part of it. Not the 50th year, the 35th year, or the 28th year, or so on. Rashi. Shnas Hamishim, Haya Omid Bishonah Shal Yovel, Vahaya Omer Kolnim Yain Sheini Toim Yovel Mahu. So Rashi is a Shitas over here, the Mefarish, that all these cases are talking when you made the nether on Yovel, and the Shaila is, does it count, or is that part of the old thing, not the part of the new Yovel, meaning the new 50-year period? Most Rishonim learn that it's talking when you're in the middle of the 50-year counting, and you said Yovel, so does that mean it ends the year before the Yovel, or ends on the Yovel itself? Is the next Yovel part of the original years, or part of the next years? Shnas Chamishim Kalifnei Chamishim Umutar Nomi B'Shnas Chamishim. Right? And what's it called? The Yovel is like the past. According to what Mefarish learns, the Shaila is this year now, Yovel, part of the last Yovel or part of the new Yovel? So the answer was that it's Kalifnei Chamishim. Shnas Chamishim Kalifnei Chamishim. According to the other way, the other Mefarshim learn, it means the next Yovel is part of this Yovel. So then it'll be awesome. Okay. But it's the same thing. It's the same Shaila. Right? Just which are you looking at? Are you looking at this Yovel, or are you looking at the coming Yovel? The Ihu Loka Asar Ilayu Elula Acher Chamishim. O Bishnas Chamishim, Nomi Asar, the Bishnas Chamishim, Maskul Yovel Haba. So how do you look at the 50th year itself? Is it part of the previous Yovel, or part of the coming Yovel? The Yatamon Ishnas Chamishim Ve'achas.
Shelo Tashu Limno Sheva Shonim Shoshmita Habo Bishnas Yovel Atzmo.
You don't start counting the seven years of the beginning of the next Yovel from the year of Yovel itself, but you count it from the next year. You don't count the 50th year as the first year of the next Shemitah, and the 51st year as the second year. But you start counting the 7 years, the year after the Yovel. Elo l'shnas chamishim, the achas tehemona achas. U'shnas chamishim asma nimnes liyovel sh'ovar, shein olo l'minin shavua haba kedamrinan. And therefore the Yovel itself is like in between. It's going on the last 49-year period. This is the end. And the beginning of the next Yovel doesn't start till the next year. That's what the Chachamim hold. Yovel olo l'minin shavua. And Yehuda holds no. The Yovel counts as the 50th year from the previous seven times seven, and the first year of the next seven times seven. It's you start already the next seven from the Yovel itself. Dishnas chamishim olu lekan. Amru lo im kain shishnas Yovel olu leminyan shavua enu ele chamisha b'shavua rishon shal Yovel. At that first 7 year period, you only have 5 years to plant, not 6 years to plant. Shashona shehi rishona shehi Yovel asur lizroa ba, because the first year of the next Shemitah is also Yovel, and Yovel you can't plant, so you can't plant that year. So you can start planting from the second year on till Shemitah. That only leaves you 5 years of planting, and the Torah says sheishonim tizra. V'shashvis nami asura sheish Shemitah ve'enu ele chamisha lizriya. So the pasuk says shisha. Omer lahem ledivreichem hariyu omer va'asus esatvu l'sholosh hashanim. Shana shishis, you're going to plant during the sixth year, and that will have to last you for 3 years. V'shana shviyis, it'll last for the seventh year, and v'shminis ad ksirasa, and the eighth year till you'll be able to harvest in the eighth year. You don't harvest right in the beginning of the year. So what you planted in the sixth year will last you for the sixth, seventh, and eighth until you're able to harvest what you planted in the eighth. So a good portion of the eighth year you're going to have to be eating tvua that you harvested in the sixth year. The inami amris ein yovel olu l'minyan shavua, and according to you, that the Yovel does not count as part of these 7 years. Hari kan arbosh on him shesuich alasos labrashem. The year of Yovel, you're going to need it to last for 4 years. The sixth year, then the seventh year, and then the Yovel year, and then the year after Yovel, until you're able to plant and harvest. So a good portion of that year after Yovel, you're not going to be able to benefit from the tvua except the one you had from the sixth year. So it's 4 years. So not 3 years. Ketzot shnas memches he shishis. The 48th year is shishis. Utvua shalotzri, and then that tvua that you plant and harvest in the 48th year, tzricha l'shishis asma, you need it for the sixth year, for the remainder of the sixth year. Ulishana arboim, right, the teisha, and the 49th year, which is shemitah, shehi shemitah. Ulishnas chamishim shehu yovel, and the 50th, which is yovel. And you can't plant then, ulishnas chamishim v'achas arakotzer, hare arbashonim. Until you'll be able to harvest what you plant in the year after Yovel, you're going to have to use that old tvua too. So it's going to have to last 4 years, not 3 years. This kash is on everybody. Even though it counts, you still can't plant during that year. So you're not going to have tvua till the year after Yovel. Elo the divrei akol lekala okme lahai kroa elo b'shar shnei shavua b'shei shashmitos velo b'shmita shviyah shel Yovel. You have to say that pasuk's talking in the other 6 7-year periods, not during the 7 year period when there's a Yovel. And those, it's only 3 years that you're going to need the shishis to last. Velo kasha kla lo lididi velo l'rabbanan lididi nami the pirchas li shei shonim tizra, and it doesn't work out in the year when there's a Yovel. So it won't work out then. It works on the other six, seven-year periods. Mokminanei lekra b'shar shnei shavua b'shar shmitim v'lo b'shmita rishona smucha liyovel. Okay, so therefore, what's it called? There's no kasha. But in any case, but this shaila, if you said it's osir till the yovel, right? It's according to the way that most rishonim learn, which is easier to explain.
does a person mean to include the coming Yovel or not? Right? If Yovel is counted towards the, what's it called, the next Yovel, so I didn't mean that. That's already the next Yovel. Yovel means, this Yovel means up until the 49th year, not the 50th year. But if the Yovel doesn't count for the coming one, it's the end of this, then it includes the Yovel too. Okay.
Why can't they reap it right after Rosh Hashanah?
Because they didn't plant it.
They
planted the sixth year and they harvested in the sixth year what they planted in the sixth year. Now you have that tefuah that you planted in the sixth year, and you have to save it up in a silo for the next 4 years. Because they couldn't harvest it during Shemitah. So they, what's it called? So they had to harvest the sixth year before Shemitah and then save up that tefuah for 4 years. And then in the last year, they'll plant and harvest, but not going to harvest until towards the end of the year. So you're going to need for that portion of the year what you harvest the rain in the 60s.